It's time for WTRR's Ask the Builder with Tim Carter. Tim is here to answer your home improvement questions at 513-749-1035. Now, here's Tim.
Good morning. Welcome to the Ask the Builder show. You are listening to WGRR, and it's a wonderful morning. I don't care what anybody says. Don't let those weather people scare you off. There's a big blob of white and pink and everything coming our way, but no big deal. It could be worse. So sit back and relax for the next hour and just put on another pot of coffee, whatever you want to do. Maybe it's a cup of hot chocolate, and I'll do my best to bring as much good home improvement information your way as I know how. And joining me today, of course, and making the show possible, we've got Dave here, we've got Ron here, and the three of us are going to make it happen for the next hour. And if you want to become part of the show, it's so easy to do, 749-1035. I keep telling you week in, week out, I don't have ESP. I do not know your phone number. You need to call me. It's that simple, 749-1035. Okay, lots of news to cover before we get into any calls. The first thing is I'm putting the finishing touches on this morning, my latest ebook, the tar. I know this is going to sound crazy, Tar and Chip Driveways, and you're thinking, what in the world is that? And if you are a regular listener to Ask the Builder over the years, you'll know that I have talked about tar and chip off and on for years. And the reason why I have that driveway at my own home, I've had it for, gosh, almost 20 years. And it's really a unique pavement surface. A lot of people don't know about it. This is the way that roads used to be paved over 100 years ago. And, you know, blacktop, in other words, you think that blacktop is the way it's always been done. But the way that you see blacktop installed now, where it's that plastic mixture that comes in dump trucks and they put it in that big mechanical spreader and it makes it nice and smooth, they only started to do that back in the 1930s or so. So prior to that, it was all tar and chip. And anyway, back in the summer of 2003, I had my driveway done a second time. It was still really in good shape, but I had decided, Kathy, my lovely wife, had decided that it was time to put some edging on the driveway. She loved the tar and chip, but she didn't like the way how the tar and chip just kind of interacted with the grass. It looked a little shaggy, she would call it. So she wanted a nice, crisp line. So I told her, well, we could put in some different stones. And I had an idea. I thought, you know what would really look good would be some granite cobblestone. So I said, hey, I've got an idea. Let me do a little experiment here, and you tell me what you think about it. So I went out, and I had got about 10 cobblestones and put them in. And she said, oh, it looks great. I love it. So I went ahead and put the cobblestone edging in everywhere, and at the same time, I widened the driveway in a couple of locations, and because of doing all that, I had to resurface the driveway. So I had Bobby Ewers come out, and I photographed the entire process from start to finish. I mean, incredible action photos of this surface being installed, and that's the primary makeup of the ebook. And of course, I go into great detail explaining what we're doing in each photo, because it's pretty intuitive to me what I'm looking at, but you may wonder, like, why are you doing it that way, or what are you doing exactly? And we show you all the equipment. So that ebook is going to be ready on Tuesday. But here's the best part. This is something new that I'm trying, and you may find this kind of, this may not mean much to you because you're a regular listener to the show, but what we're doing is, I'm going to host a teleseminar about this ebook, in the next 3 to 4 weeks. In other words, the first 200 people that buy the ebook, they are going to get a special email address in the ebook that allows them to submit questions to me. And then on this teleseminar, I am going to answer all of those questions. And you'll have a toll-free number that you call into. Not going to cost you a thing. You just get to basically dial in, and you're on this giant conference call with 200 other people. Now, you know, you guys don't get to talk to one another. It's just you're going to be listening to me, and I'm going to read all those questions, and I'm going to answer them all. But it gets even better. If you've bought any other ebook in the past, you get to really ask any question about any topic of the ebook. So that's right around the corner. That's pretty exciting. We're getting ready to launch that on Tuesday. So if you want to be part of this, I really urge you to go to askthebuilder.com at your earliest convenience. In the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a sign-up for my newsletter, the weekly newsletter. You should really sign up for that. And that's the way that you will find out about this announcement. But if you procrastinate, you're going to miss out. You know, and really, this offer is only open to those first 200 people. But anyway, that's the latest news with respect to e-books.